Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's fortune-telling act sold a lot of war bonds for the Pine Ridge war-saving staff, but it also got Lum into a good deal of trouble. In telling the fortunes of Sister Simpson and the Widder Abernathy, Abner predicted that they would both receive proposals of marriage from a man not unlike Lum Edwards. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library trying to cope with this new state of affairs. Listen.
Yeah, all right, Lum. You can come on out from your hiding place now. The Widder ain't coming in the store after all.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
Oh, she's going in Dick Huddleston's store over there.
Granny, if this ain't a fine predicament for a giver-man executive like me to be in. Having to hide right in my own store every time I see the Widder Abernathy or Sister Simpson coming down the street.
Well, I don't see what you have to hide, Furlong. You ain't actually pre-posed to neither one of them.
No, but I'm just as bad off as if I had a pre-pose. Worse even, I believe.
Worse?
Why, sure. The way it is now, both of them think I'm in love with them and just ain't got enough nerve to pre-pose. So they're both doing all they can to encourage me to do it.
Well, why don't you tell them that they just got the wrong idea?
Well, how can you tell them two women anything? They never let you get a half a word in edgeways, or no other way.
Well, just write them a postcard and explain it to them that way, then.
No, that wouldn't do no good. You and your fine mystic predictions. Huh? You're the one who put the idea in their heads that a tall man with a mustache and name begins with L is going to pre-post to them.
Oh.
Now, you couldn't get the idea out of them with a stick of dynamite.
Well, we could try dynamite and see, Lum.
Grannies, I don't know why I ever let you be Neosho the fortune teller in the first place. There's the biggest one mistake I ever made.
I was just doing it to be patriotic, that's all.
Yeah, but there's other ways of being patriotic by getting your best friend into a situation like this. I'm a good mind to unsolve partnerships right here and now.
Well, now, Lum, you got to admit I made a success out of myself being that fortune teller. We sold an awful lot of bonds that way.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what the giver meant pinted us to do, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but right there's something that's bothering me. Here I am, the head co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff, and what am I doing? Sneaking around like some fugitive from justice, like an arched criminal.
Well, you don't need to sneak around.
I don't, huh?
No, sir, you don't.
Abner, have you ever had either Sister Simpson or the Widder make sheep eyes at you?
Well, no.
Have you ever had them giggle at you?
No giggles.
Well, till you went through that, you just ain't suffered.
Suffered?
Yes, sir. Out and out, undiluted, downright, whole hog suffering. There's the one thing that'd make a man suicide himself and be glad he done it.
Oh, now, Lum, you're exaggerating that, and you know it.
I ain't no such a thing. And I'm just talking about having one of them two women after you. And here, I got both of them on my trail at one time.
Well, you know, Lum, I never meant to get you into all this trouble. I was just trying to be patriotic.
What if Mr. Morgenthau would drop in here to see how I'm running the war-saving staff? Just think about that.
Huh?
What would I do if he come all the way out here from Washington and find me with two women on my hands? What would I do?
Well, I reckon you'd try to get him to take one of them and you'd take the other.
Abner, don't say that.
Huh? Did I say something that weren't nice?
Well, you said something that might be considered treason against the country.
Treason?
That's what you done. To do a thing like that to one of our high government officials would be giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
Oh, my goodness, will they arrest me, Lum?
I don't know. That ain't a bad idea, though.
Now, Lum, don't you say that now.
All right, now. Don't look so scared.
Well, I ain't scared much. I just recollected, though, that I'm a co-chairman of the war-saving staff, too, and it wouldn't look very good for me to be in jail, Lum.
Yeah, maybe they pinted the wrong two fellers for this job.
I believe that was our ring there.
Yeah, I know. I know who it is, too. The Widder calling up about supper tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said you'd let her know if you could make it.
Yeah, you answer it and study up some reason why I can't make it, Abner.
Well, Lum, I don't know what to study up.
Go on, you was the one that got me into this. Now it's up to you to get me out. Go on.
Oh, all right. Don't know what I'm going to say to her, though. Hello, Jotham down store and library doing the talking. Abner Peabody talking. Mom? Oh, yeah, he's here. Just a second. Here, Lamas, for you.
Don't hand me that receiver. I ain't talking to the widder.
It ain't the widder.
Oh, it's different. Give me the receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is it?
Sister Simpson.
Sister, here.
Huh?
Get back on the phone. You know I don't want to talk to her neither.
Well, you never mentioned her. You just said the widder.
Come on, get back on the phone.
I done told her you was here, Lamas.
Tell her you mistaken me for somebody else. Tell her I went somewhere. Go on now.
Dadgummit. Hello, Miss Simpson. I reckon I must have made a mistake. Lom ain't here after all, I don't think. No, Mom, he ain't. He said so himself just now.
Oh, my goodness. Or I did this myself.
Just a minute. She says, how could you tell me that right now if you ain't here, Lom?
Tell her I telephoned it to you.
Hello, Miss Simpson. He telephoned it to me. Mom? Oh, just a minute. She says, how could you do that when me and her are talking on the phone ourselves, Mom?
Hey, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, she's right.
Let's
about
see.
That.
Tell her I sent you a telegraph.
Hello? He sent me a telegraph. Yes, Mom. He sent it from, wherever he's at, I reckon. Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. Oh, just a minute. She says for me to look on a telegraph and see where it come from.
Oh, tell her St. Louis. Or no, make it Summers further away. Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, he says. It says. Mom? Uh-huh. Oh. Well, yes, Mom. It was just a second. She says, what would you send a telegraph from Wisconsin saying you ain't here in Pine Ridge, Furlong? Because she said if you was that far away, I'd already know that you wasn't here, so there wouldn't be no sense in you sending a telegram.
My goodness, there's the most suspicious one woman in the whole world.
Mom?
I can't believe nothing.
She says you're a heap too smart a feller to do a thing like that, Long.
Oh, me.
Well, what do you want me to tell her?
To tell her I'm just plain ignorant.
Huh?
That's why I sent it.
Oh, hello, Miss Simpson? He's just plain ignorant. That's the reason he sent it. Mom? Well, here now, wait a minute. What? Yes, Mom, but... Well, now we did it, I reckon, Mom.
What's the matter?
Why, she's mad at me for insulting me. She says I can't talk that away about her future husband.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she's still rattling here. What you want me to do, Mom?
Well, ain't nothing we can do now. She'll be on that phone talking a blue streak at you for the rest of the day.
Oh, she's just a ball of me. Don't, maybe you better talk her to yourself here. I don't know what to say to her.
Maybe I ought to.
Here, take this thing. Let me her go.
Since you ain't going to get things straightened out for me.
Well, I just said to her what you told me to say. That's all I know.
Hello, Miss Simpson. This is Mom. Yeah, I'm here. Abner's just joshing you. I was here all the time. What's that? Well, Grannies, I'd love to, Miss Simpson, but, I got a previous engagement for supper, I think. With the widder Abernathy. That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm awful sorrowful, Miss Simpson. Yeah, maybe some other time. All right. Goodbye.
Mom, I thought you said you'd rather suicide yourself and go over to the widder Abernathy's place.
I ain't going over to the widder's place.
You just said you was.
Heidi just come to me while I was on the phone there.
Huh?
I wonder if the widder's home by this time.
Well, she ought to be. I seen her leave Dick Huddleston's store there some time ago.
Good. Oh, what's her ring, do you know? I believe it's wrote down here somewhere. Yeah, here it is.
Well, Long, you ain't sure enough going to call her, are you?
Sure.
So, you in your right mind? I better get Doc Miller for you, Lama.
I'm all right. I know what I'm doing.
Huh?
This is the best one idea I ever had. Hello, Miss Abernathy. This is Lom. Yeah. Say, I'm sorrowful, but I won't be able to come to your place for supper tonight.
Huh?
No, you see, I'm taking supper with Sister Simpson.
Sister Simpson?
Yeah, well, this was a previous engagement I'd forgot about.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe some other time. All right. Goodbye.
All right, doggies, I get it now. Love, you're a genius, you know what? A genius.
Oh, no, I ain't. I'm just about as smart as one.
Well, you can keep putting both of them off that way for days and weeks at a time.
then they'll both get so mad at me, neither one of them will have a thing to do with me.
They'll hate and despise you.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I don't know why I never thought of this before, bright as I am.
Why, sure, a genius like you ought to study that up in no time at all.
Yeah, now I can get back to being a giverman executive, acting like one, too.
Yeah.
Mr. Morgenthau can drop in here now, and he'd find everything running smooth and under control.
Why, sure.
Fact is, I wish he would drop in. There's a couple of things about our bond campaign I'd like to discuss.
I believe that was our ring again, Mom.
Yeah, you get it. Got a lot of executive desk work to do here. Tell whoever it is I'm busy, Al.
Busy, huh? Hello, John, down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, well, he's busy. Why, sure, I'll take a message. Yeah, well, I'll tell him, Miss Simpson. All right, goodbye.
Miss Simpson?
Yeah.
What'd she want this time?
Why, she said she just talked to the Widder Abernathy, and they figured you must be mixed up about supper tonight, Lum, so they got it all settled for you.
All settled?
Yeah, and they're being patriotics, too.
What are you talking about?
Why, see, they're saving on food by joining together on a meal tonight, and that-a-way, why, you can take supper with both of them.